Film scores have existed pretty much since the beginning of movies. During the silent era, the 1890s through 1929, theaters provided the soundtrack via phonograph, or actual live musicians. In the early 30s, we had Max Steiner, considered to be the father of film music. You might know him from the original King Kong. There were other notable names, Enric Korngold, Alfred Newman, Bernard Herrmann, picture the shower scene from Psycho. What about Ennio Morricone's iconic music from the Clint Eastwood Dollar Trilogy of Westerns? That was 1964 through 1966. For my generation, it all really takes off in the 70s, especially 1977, and a little film called Star Wars. Yes, John Williams was around way before Star Wars. Lost in Space, 1965, Valley of the Dolls, 1967. And he first got involved with Steven Spielberg with the 1974 film Sugarland Express. He is also the genius behind that Jaws theme, which Spielberg actually hated at first, until he realized it set the entire pace for the shark attack, and it moved like your pulse, quickening as the shark drew closer. Spielberg then recommended him to George Lucas, and we were given one of the most popular scores ever as he continued to work on all the Star Wars films. By the way, three of his songs have charted on the Billboard charts: Jaws, Star Wars, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He's done a lot, too much to cover here, but a few to highlight: E.T., 1982, Superman, 1978, and the Indiana Jones series, 1981 through 1989. Schindler's List in 1993, Catch Me If You Can in 2002, three of the first three Harry Potter films, and my personal favorite, 1993's Jurassic Park. Now let's talk about a few of the other big hitters. Hans Zimmer, known for scoring films such as The Lion King, 1994, Gladiator from 2000, the Pirates of the Caribbean series of films, Inception, and the Dark Knight trilogy. Here's a fun fact. Early on, he worked with the band The Buggles, and even appears in the music video for Video Killed the Radio Star. He caught his big break in 1988 with the film Rain Man, for which he received an Academy Award nomination. How about Jerry Goldsmith, who put music to movies from 1957 and a film called Black Patch up until his death in 2004. Prior to working in motion pictures, he had worked in television on shows like Twilight Zone and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Some of his more famous works include Patton from 1970, Chinatown 1974, The Omen 1976, Logan's Run also from 76, Alien 1979, Star Trek The Motion Picture 1979, Poltergeist 1982, Gremlins in 1984, Total Recall 1990, Basic Instinct 1992, and LA Confidential from 1997. His final official score was for Looney Tunes Back in Action, 2003. Sounds a little silly, I know, but that score was actually critically acclaimed. How about another name you probably know? James Horner, who we unfortunately lost to a tragic accident back in 2015. He was the Academy Award-winning composer of the Titanic film. He also gave us nominated works with Field of Dreams, Braveheart, Willow, The Rocketeer, Jumanji, and more. He was a go-to for directors like Ron Howard, Don Bluth, and Wolfgang Peterson, who started his early career on B-movies like 1980's Humanoids from the Deep and Battle Beyond the Stars. The movies were low budget, but his music grabbed attention, and he was eventually invited to score bigger projects. Lord of the Rings, Howard Shore. With over 80 films to his name, he would be known for Lord of the Rings if nothing else. but he has so much more under his belt. His first was a low-budget thriller from 1978, a film called I Miss You, Hugs and Kisses. After that, he hopped on board with David Cronenberg for his first major film, The Brood, from 1979. He would go on to score all of Cronenberg's films, with the exception of The Dead Zone from 1983. In 1991, he did the music for Silence of the Lambs, winning a BAFTA. 93 gave us Miss Doubtfire. 94, Ed Wood, which is notable as it's only one of three Tim Burton movies not scored by a different composer who we're going to talk about here in a minute. He worked with David Fincher on both Seven, 1995, and The Game, 1997. Oh, and we mentioned Lord of the Rings. Well, that won him an Oscar. A few more notable films, The Aviator, the remake of King Kong, and that third Twilight movie. Hey, the score wasn't bad. Trevor Jones knew he wanted to be a composer at the age of six, and a good thing for us, he stuck to that. He scored numerous student films and short films before finding work on the 1981 film Excalibur. That film brought him to the attention of one Jim Henson, who was looking for someone experimental for a new film he was working on. This was 1982, and that film was The Dark Crystal. Obviously, that went well, because Henson brought him back in 1986 for Labyrinth. How about Angel Heart, 1987, Mississippi Burning, 1988, and Sea of Love, 1989, Arachnophobia, 1990, The Last of the Mohicans, 92, From Hell, 2001, iRobot, 2004. It was 1985 when Oingo Boingo frontman Danny Elfman had his first collaboration with director Tim Burton on Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And that was fantastic. But it was Batman, 1989, that really got him noticed. Oddly enough, Elfman was hesitant to do Pee-wee's Big Adventure, as he had never scored a film before, but it worked out. In the 80s, he worked on Back to School, Scrooged, Beetlejuice, and Midnight Run. Oh, and did we mention Batman? Batman won him a Grammy. In the 90s, it was Dick Tracy, Darkman, and Nightbreed, Sleepy Hollow, Edward Scissorhands, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. In the 2000s, how about Big Fish or Silver Linings Playbook? He gave us Mars Attacks, the Spider-Man films, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and trust me, a lot more. Alan Silvestri moved to LA in 1970. No money in his pockets and absolutely no background in composing. He picked up work as a session guitarist. And it was while doing that he was asked to compose music for a low-budget film called The Doberman Gang. He agreed, still having no clue what he was doing. That was 1972, and his skills most definitely picked up after that. From 1978 to 1983, he worked on the television show Chips. Then in 1984, he met Robert Zemeckis and worked on the film Romancing the Stone. Zemeckis loved him, and because of that, he went on to compose the music for all of his films. Included in those films would be a little trilogy some of you might have heard of called Back to the Future. He also did Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Forrest Gump, Castaway, and The Polar Express. Oh, and he also worked with James Cameron on The Abyss, Stephen Sommers on The Mummy Returns, and has been entrenched in the MCU with films like Captain America, The First Avenger from 2011, The Avengers in 2012, The Avengers Infinity War in 2018, and Avengers Endgame in 2019. Okay. So we've mentioned a few names, and before we end this segment, I want to highlight a few brilliant themes. How about Vangelis, Chariots of Fire, Blade Runner? Nino Rota, The Godfather. Monty Norman. This really famous flair right here. Yeah, 007 himself, James Bond. Also, a very quick shout out to John Carpenter, who scores most of his own films. Oh, and someone a little lesser heard of, but a man named Richard Band, who has scored a bunch of his brother, Charles Band's, films. I'm going to call him the master of B-movies, with his amazing music that is quite often much higher caliber than the films they're attached to. Puppet Master alone is amazing. But for lovers of the genre, how about Reanimator, From Beyond, and Troll? Alright, that's it. You have been prepped. You know what we're going to be talking about, and I'm sure you have your favorites. So stick around. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about some famous film scores and some famous composers.